In the winter of 1995, a public bus in Beijing left its final stop with three passengers. It was never seen again. When it turned up, 11 days later, in a reservoir, the engine was still warm. The number 375 ran the same route every night through the outskirts of the city. On that final run, the driver, a conductor, and one late passenger climbed aboard. Nothing about it seemed unusual, until two more passengers appeared at a stop where no one was supposed to be waiting. They wore clothes from another era, long, dark robes, faces you couldn't quite make out. The old woman among the passengers began to scream, accusing the late passenger of stealing her wallet. She dragged him off the bus into the freezing dark. Neither of them was ever seen again, and it may have saved their lives. 11 days later, the bus was pulled from a reservoir far outside the city, a place it could never have driven to on its own. Inside were three bodies in the water, and the coroner noted one detail no one could explain. The water in their lungs was not water, it was blood. Officially, the case was closed, but no one ever explained where the bus was for 11 days, who the three robed passengers were, or why Route 375 stopped running at night, quietly and forever. Some say the old woman wasn't accusing that man of theft at all. Some say she was trying to get him off that bus before it was too late.